Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, girls. Buenos dias. Good afternoon. Good night. Buenas noches. Whenever it is, wherever you are tuning in. Hello, my name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. If this is your first time tuning in, go ahead and hit subscribe. Turn on them post bell notifications. New episodes drop every Thursday, and it's free to tune in wherever you get your podcast. So there's really no excuse. So go ahead and hit subscribe if you haven't. Turn on them post bell notifications, please. And if you're one of my girlies, sound off in the reviews. I just need to know y'all are here because it's giving very much crickets here lately. So anyways, yesterday I took my first vocal lesson, but there was no lesson to be lessened, if you will. In fact, I left feeling a bit disrespected. No shade to the girly who was quote unquote teaching me, but there just wasn't really any teaching. And I couldn't help but feel like I was being scammed, like this whole facility was a scam. I'm going to spare their details because I can't be too for certain, and I don't want nobody coming for me. But it was giving very much Model Productions for aspiring musicians. If you're not familiar with Model Productions, it was basically this scam model agency that's set up in malls. You could do the little catwalk. And so many of the youngsters back in my day were sucked into it, myself included, with hopes and dreams of fame and fortune. And it just, there was like one success story, and they really just ran with that story and promised everybody who came and paid all this money that they too would be a success story. That motherfucker probably didn't even work with them. But anyways, I digress. I couldn't help but feel similar vibes because I didn't even finish my application online. I scrapped it because I started to get the vibe this place was just not legit. So days later when they reached out to me, I don't know why I didn't think red flag. If you haven't even finished a fucking application and they're reaching out to you days later, that tells me they are desperate for money and need your business. Okay. If they're legitimate, they're going to get business naturally. Okay. Word of mouth, advertising, the fuck. So anyways, I went through with it anyways because I've never done vocal lessons. I want to perfect my craft. I want to have the skill to be skillful so I can get on stage and know what I'm doing and not make a fool out of myself. And, you know, music is my biggest dream. It's always been my goal. So It's about time I take that seriously. I've mentioned a few times in the past weeks that I wanted to do this. So I thought I was taking that initiative and getting the ball rolling. So I just said, fuck it. When they called me, I was like, sure, I'll go ahead and pay over the phone for a tour / lesson, whatever. I get there. Immediately, I notice all of these doodles on the wall. Like, there's a bunch of pictures that children have colored. So it was very apparent that this place is geared towards little kids. I felt like I was walking into a daycare. There's like 10, 15 small intimate classrooms, no bigger than my bathroom. And they're all very close together. We start doing my vocal lessons, and all I can hear is little Timmy banging on the drums in the drum room next door, and Cindy on the violin two doors over. It was just so much chaos. And the girl who was teaching me, she was sweet, she was nice, she was just doing her job, but I didn't take anything away from that lesson. In fact, I just kind of felt disrespected, because We start the conversation with, oh, you know, why are you here? What has you in vocal lessons, you know? And I'm just like, oh, I've been doing music for like 20 years, and I just want to have somebody really give me feedback, and so I can perfect my techniques and really sharpen. Like, you know, your voice is a muscle that has to be trained. Some people are like naturally gifted. They open their mouth for the first time and it sounds like the herald angels coming down from fucking heaven, and other people not so much. But even the best of the best have to train. They have to warm up. They have to perfect their craft. So even terrible singers can train and become good, because it is a muscle that you train with technique and science and whatnot. So I just wanted to get that ball rolling, but I made it very clear that I've been doing music for like 20 years. And I guess that just went right over her head, and she's starting at the very, very basic, something that you would teach like a 5-year-old. She's like, pulls this book out, and she's like stuttering, reading from the book. She's like, okay, where do we, oh, yes, let's start here. Breathing. So, like, breathing is important because your breath is what carries the note, and yes, and beep, beep, bop, bop, boop, boop, boop. You don't say. Everything she was reading to me from this book is free information on YouTube. It's the most basic information. There was nothing that was teaching me anything. I didn't learn anything from this class, but I am a nice person, so I'm just like letting her do her thing. But anyways, I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to find, like, have the confidence to perform. I guess she took that as I'm insecure. So then she goes on like a whole, you are perfect the way you are. God made us all exactly how we're supposed to be. Hold your head up high. And I'm thinking, bitch, did I sign up for therapy? I'm talking about, I need the confidence to know what I'm doing. I don't need confidence as a person. I've got plenty of that, baby. I'm cute and gorgeous. I know who I am. The fuck? I don't know how you work in a music facility and took me saying I need confidence in my craft as me being an insecure human being. No, I just want to know that I'm doing the right thing, the right techniques, okay? So let's get into these techniques. Go ahead, let's start warming up or something. No, she's like, well, in order to get to that, she had like this iPad that had like 8 lessons ahead. 8 30-minute lessons that I was going to have to pay for before we could even really get to the juice. And she's just like telling me, oh yeah, you know, you're going to have to go through all of these so we can get to that. And then after that, you can decide if you want to be in a band. Be in a band? Bitch, what? With little Timmy and Chucky? No, ma'am. This is not what I signed up for, okay? I did not sign up for this shit. I signed up for you to teach me how to properly sing. Okay, so I'm not here for all this extra shit, but I didn't say all that. I'm just sitting there like, yeah, okay, let's just get through the lesson. And we're going through it. We start talking about posture and whatnot. Girl, if I don't answer the first time, don't call me again. Please and thank you. You're ruining the show. Anyways, I'll call you back, sister girl. We're talking about posture and whatnot, which, I mean, these things are important. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not coming for her as an individual, but there should have been an assessment to really assess where I was at. I mean, I kind of made it clear that I've already been doing this for a while. So we're just going through all this nonsense that is free information anywhere you look up how to sing properly. It's like the absolute most basic information. And I'm trying to hold it together. And then like the last 5 minutes, she's like, okay, well, let's try a little warm up. I'm like, finally. And she's got a keyboard. She's like one fingering the keys, just one finger, not even really playing it. And she's hitting the wrong note. She's like, do, do, dun, dun, dun. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me start over. Bitch, I'm here to learn the confidence in this craft, and you don't even have the confidence to teach it. And if you are so trained, why do you need this book in the first place? It's not even really saying a whole lot of anything. And like, I'm like, she'll ask me these very simple questions, like about breathing and whatnot. And I'll tell her, she's like, very good. That's a good way to put it. Talking to me like I'm a child, which I guess it's because her clientele is all children. But I think I was older than her, actually. So I was a little offended. And then we start doing the warm up and the standard la, 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 la's and all that shit. And then at first, like, I couldn't really take it seriously because I'm like, there's no way this woman thinks she's teaching me something. So I'm just sitting there like kind of laughing, and she's like, oh, it's okay. Get the sillies out. And then I try to sing, and I'm like, I start getting into it, and she's like, oh, where did that voice come from? Sounds like you already know what you're doing.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
And then it like hit right on the 30-minute mark. She like looked at her clock. She says, okay, well, do you feel like you learned something today? And I'm like, the basics, sure did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't want to let her know that this class sucked ass and that I was never going to return. I also didn't want to give them false hope, but she walks me to the front. She's like, okay, so what package do you want? Like, as so confidently, like I'm just for certain going to join her class. And I'm talking to the lady up there, and I'm like, well, we'll keep in touch. I gotta work some things out with my schedule. She's like, okay, well, do you think you're going to do the so-and-so package? And I'm like, We'll keep in touch. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And she hands me a pamphlet that's like clearly been printed off a computer and cut out. It's like not even properly cut out to begin with. So it was just like very much a scam, in my opinion. And there was just a bunch of kids in there, and I fucking hated it. So I'm going to continue my search for something a little more hands-on, something that just like jumps right into it. Something that's for more, not quite advanced, but, you know, something that's more than just a fucking beginner. I want to do, like, maybe an online vocal class, something that's just jumps right into the warm-ups and the vocal lessons, not all that fucking bullshit I did not need. The simplest shit that even people who don't sing should know. But anyways, other than that, I've been watching a lot of murder mystery documentaries, lots of television here recently. The Murdaugh Murders. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's on, I believe it's on Netflix. That shit is so fucked up. So fucked up. To think that there are people in this world who have the power to pull strings that law enforcement will work with and sweep things under the rug for is so crazy to me. And to think that these things took place not that long ago, just a couple years ago, in a town one state over. I believe it was South Carolina, the Hamptons. Like, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump from me. And the fact that everybody in this town knew this family and law enforcement was just covering their trails, their tracks. What? That's crazy. And then people go around saying they want to be, or so proudly claim, law-abiding citizen. You got to follow the rules. The law is knows best. The law is important. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Baby, the law ain't even law-abiding citizens. Okay. The fuck? Yeah, so basically, this prestigious family of lawyers pretty much ruled this town. Everybody knew who they were. And over time, they had done a lot of crooked deals. They had gotten rid of people. And one of the sons was boating with his friends. They were very drunk. And his girlfriend is getting scared. Everybody on the boat was getting scared. And she's like, slow down. You're acting a fool. You're gonna wreck. He slaps the shit out of her and then floors that boat. They crash into a dock. One of the girls, blunt force trauma to the head, flies off the boat and drowns, dies. They couldn't find her for days. And immediately, the boy who is driving the boat... Damn, you're loud as fuck out there. Shit. The boy driving the boat gets out. He's like laughing and the guy's girlfriend is gone. Like, they can't find her. And he's like, the fuck? How are you laughing? My girlfriend is gone. And he called, like, the driver calls up his dad. He's like, dad, you need to come out here. I wrecked the boat. The dad comes out there. Don't ask any questions about the girl. They don't even call the girl's family at all to let them know that your daughter is now missing. They were all just concerned about covering all this up and how they were going to corroborate this story and tamper with evidence. And then they tried to pin all of they tried to pin it on one of the other passengers in the boat who was hurt, got his face all fucked up. And they were like, yeah, we're going to get you out of this trouble. It's going to be okay. All to protect their reputation. So crazy. And then one of the other sons was on the low, down low gay. And he was fucking with this out gay. And I guess they were going to come forth to the family. And when the family caught wind of that, they had that son and friends murder this kid. And the police didn't investigate. They did no investigations for all these things. They made it, they explained all of these things away. They swept evidence under the rug. I mean, the girl who was missing in the lake, they didn't even thoroughly investigate. I mean, even the reporter on the news was like plugged in with this family and was reporting it in such a way like, It just wasn't important to anybody, clearly. This family's reputation was more important. And then, you know, over time, they had, like, killed one of the maids or the nannies. And then the dad ended up killing the mother and the son who had the boat accident. And that was finally, like, the straw that broke the camel's back, and now the man is finally in prison. Law enforcement stopped working with him because he was like embezzling money and cashing in people's insurance policies and whatnot. And now he's in prison. But it's just crazy to think that there are people in high places that have the ability to essentially be above the law. You know, the government does not care about us. They don't give a fuck. It's just crazy. I also watched The Sins of Our Mother. That shit is, Mormons are fucking crazy. No offense, but that shit is wild. That one was so fucked. I mean, this woman killed her, had this man kill her own children because her delusional ass was convinced with this new man she was cheating on her husband with. He had convinced her that God told him himself that he was going to meet an exceptional woman. Her, she believed this shit, ate it up. She had her own podcast and it just sounded so sadistic and just like creepy as fuck. It was such weird ass energy. And he convinced her that he had like some rating system, basically, which of how like demonic or how enlightened or how spiritual somebody was. And basically towards the end you realize that anybody who kind of spoke against the mother or wasn't on her side or didn't quite understand her shit, he would label them as like a zombie. And they would have one of her brothers who also was just delusional as fuck with this bullshit kill all these people. So many people died. And it's really messed up that these things really happened, and they've all been in recent years. What else did I watch though? Speaking of Mormons, the fucking Keep Sweet, Pray Obey. What the fuck? What the fuck? I can't imagine living a life like that. It's so wild to me. But yeah, what else is tea? What else is juice? Oh, my neighbors, I posted a TikTok the other day. One of my neighbors a few doors down has been fighting like cats and dogs with her boyfriend. I guess he's out of the picture now, finally, after weeks of them fighting past midnight. He finally got all his shit thrown out and someone came and picked it all up. But they just been fighting and I'm nosy as fuck. So I was definitely putting my ear to the door, looking out my little peephole, checking my Ring cameras, and I'm just blown away. I got on video her saying, "You ate my ass when I got hemorrhoids. You ate my pussy on my period. How my blood tastes? How my blood tastes?" Crazy. I learned so much. He's apparently abusive and yelling at her child. He ain't shit. He's not paying bills. He stinks. All this shit. I was learning so fucking much. And it's just crazy because I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong though, but I'm pretty sure that that's the same house that has complained on me for having trash in my front yard. So a little over a month ago, I was kindly reminded that I can't leave trash bags on my front porch, which is understandable. But, you know, sometimes I'll be cleaning up and I'll like take the trash bag and I'll put it on my front porch. And then when I do leave the house that day, I'll take it to the dumpster. But when it was brought to my attention, I stopped doing that. I kept my trash bags inside until I was leaving. But the other day I received another email that's like, here's another reminder to put your trash in the dumpster. And I'm just confused at this point because I've not been putting my trash out there. The only thing that I did, which I don't even know how they would see, was I had like, girls, I'd be getting fucking manic. And there was like a 2-week period where I was buying the hell out of some blackberries from Publix because they had like a buy one, get one free deal. And they were so good at first. And I was just in my berry era. I was eating berries. It was berry this, berry that. I was fucking up some berries. And they were so delicious. Such good, yummy berries. But the second week, I don't know what happened. I bought an abundance. I bought like 30 packs of berries, which I was very capable of finishing before they went bad. But they all just weren't tasting good. They were very bitter. They weren't sweet at all, like the first batch that I had bought. So I threw all the berries over my backyard, over the fence in my backyard. So, you know, to feed the raccoons. I've got a little raccoon friend that I've been feeding. He comes on my back porch and visits me, Gilbert. I hope he's doing great. And I hope he's feeling full and satisfied with his berries. You know, I was just doing him a favor. I was helping him out. I was feeding the neighborhood. So that's the only thing I can possibly think that could have warranted that message. But that wouldn't even make sense because it's not trash. It's like compost. It's biodegradable. It's going to break down, you know? So I can't imagine that being what sparked that email. But the reason I think it was them, the ones who be up all night fighting, is because one day, the day that I actually got the first complaint, there was a car that came from like her parking lot, her area, and it looks like her was driving slowly past my house, and they stopped right in front of my house and they said, "Is it still out there?" And then someone was like, "Yeah, it's still out there, my trash," right? And that was the first time I had gotten a complaint. I have not left trash on my front porch since. Okay, I don't want no smoke. So I'm just confused. If it wasn't the berries, then I'm just confused as fuck. And if it is that motherfucker, the audacity of you to be complaining on me for feeding the squirrels and the monkeys while you're out here acting like a fucking animal at 1 and 2 in the morning, screaming at the top of your lungs. The fuck? What? People have no self-awareness. The fact that anybody at our fucking grown-ass age would be outside screaming bloody murder, the most domestic disputes. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't shit. You're a broke-ass bitch. That's why you ate my pussy on my period. You ate my ass when I got hemorrhoids. I mean, I was living for the tea, but I know all these other neighbors who don't have remote jobs like me. I know they probably pissed as fuck being woken up in the middle of the night with all this ghetto bullshit. Get the fuck out of here with that. I personally don't give a fuck, but it was starting to get old. 2 weeks in, like, of just nothing but fighting every single night, just about. The audacity. So if it was them who complained, bitch, I hope you get kicked out. I hope whoever is complaining gets kicked out, because I'm not leaving trash on my porch anymore. And when I did, it was like a bag wrapped up of trash that I took to the dumpster that very day. Anyways, what else? I was leaving the gym the other day. I've been going to the gym a lot lately. I'm very proud of myself for that. I've been walking to the LA Fitness down the street, but the other day I was leaving the locker room and I couldn't help but notice this old man looking at me with such disgust, not confusion. If people are confused, I'm very self-aware. I know that I am an interesting individual. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. People don't understand. They've not seen many people like me. Some of them, especially the older generation, they're not really familiar with people like me. So when people are confused, I don't take offense to that. I don't. But it's when people are looking at me with such disgust. And this man is just like turning his nose up to me, trying to figure me out, looking me up and down in the locker room. I'm walking out around the same time he is. And finally, I'm just like, what's the fucking problem, Pops? I don't think you're in the right place. Really? You really ate me up there, Charles. And I'm like, I don't think you're in the right place. He looked confused. I said, the senior center is down the street. He didn't like that. He went and complained on me. Bitch. It's crazy that you're telling on me for matching your energy. Grow the fuck up, bitch. Ain't got much more growing left to do, except when you're growing roots in the ground, bitch. I can't fucking stand it. And somehow I'm the disrespectful one. Somehow I'm the problem. Here we are again. I think I've said this 1,000 times in the duration of this podcast season, both seasons. It's just, I'm always the problem for matching energy. If these energies weren't presented, there would be no energy to match. Be kind, be nice, be respectful. And that's exactly what I'll be to you. I don't go around putting my nose in other people's business. I don't go around trying to figure other people out. I don't go around giving a fuck about other people. I mind my own business. I've been practicing COVID regulations before COVID was a thing. Stay 6 feet the fuck away from me, bitch. And I try to do my best to do that at all times. Okay, except when one of my girlies approach. I love meeting y'all. But other than that, don't approach me with no bullshit. Don't come at me looking at me sideways trying to figure me out, because I am going to say something every time. Is there a problem? Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at my dick? Why are you looking me up and down with this disgruntled look on your face? Bitch, I'll slap the fuck out of you. I'll go back to jail. Proudly. Shit, amuse me, bitch. Yeah, Charles wasn't too happy about that. But let me calm the fuck down, because my blood pressure, I'm sure, is going up, 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 which has continued to be a trending issue in my life recently. It is going down, and it's kind of trending downward, but it's just so irregular. It's all over the place. A lot of you did reach out to me in my DMs on Instagram, offering a lot of advice and tips, hibiscus teas. I need to order me some of that. I've been lazy. My Adderall, I've not been taking Adderall because, you know, my blood pressure, and it's a stimulant. So I'm like trying to just avoid the stimulants right now. But because I'm not on my Adderall, I don't have the will to live or do anything. It's really hard to even get out of bed. It's now noon and I've been up since 7, but I haven't left my bed other than to pour me up a cup of coffee, another stimulant that I need to lay the fuck off of. But I wasn't drinking coffee for a minute, but since I'm not taking my Adderall, I'm like, shit, I need something, shit. But yeah, y'all offered me a lot of helpful tips and tricks, and I wrote them all down. I've ordered some things off Amazon. I've been eating whole garlic cloves every day. Shit is spicy as fuck. I don't know if it's really doing anything, but some days, like, my blood pressure will be pretty good. It's not been perfect by any means, but it's like, it'll be like 135 over 90 opposed to 195 over 115 stroke level. That shit is scary. But like, I'll have a day where it seems pretty damn good, and I'm like, okay, fuck, I'm feeling great. And then the next day I wake up with a raging headache, and I check my blood pressure and it's stroke level again. But then later that evening, it'll be pretty good. So I don't know what that's all about, why it's so irregular. My feet be getting really tingly sometimes. Again, I don't have diabetes. I've checked that out quite a bit. I think it's circulation issues, or it's probably just from the blood pressure. But one of my feet is really cold right now, and I'm wrapped up in this fleece blanket. This shit is warm as the fuck. My feet feel sweaty. Yeah, they're a little clammy, but it feels cold. It feels like ice lava in my foot right now. I need to go for a walk. I need to get back in my walking era, you know. Walking is very important. It's very helpful. It's very crucial to the blood and to your heart and your cardiovascular health. But it's been a struggle without my Adderall. I want to take it, but I do care about my heart health. And I do have heart problems in my family. My great-grandmother, she had a heart attack, and blood pressure kind of runs in my family, but not at this age. So I have stopped taking my Adderall until further notice. I don't want to die. I don't want to have a heart attack, not this early. But it has been a struggle because there's always a trade-off, and I've struggled with binge eating my entire life. And so now that I'm not taking Adderall, I just want to fucking eat everything and self-medicate that way. Which, for the record, I did not lose all this weight because of Adderall, from Adderall. The first 6 months, I was not medicated whatsoever. I did not take Adderall. It was strictly my willpower and me changing my diet. But after I lost like the first 60 pounds, I started taking my Adderall, and I was really just like going strong. But now that when I don't take it, I do kind of step into old regressive tendencies like binge eating, and that's not good for blood pressure either. But fuck, I can't. It feels like I have no self-control sometimes. So I need to get a fucking grip. Because yesterday I was just everything. I was eating everything. I went to Marietta Diner the night before, got a piece of carrot cake and a cheesecake. I did share it with my friend, but fuck, I was eating that shit up. I ate a whole fucking pizza damn near. It was thin crust, Little Caesar thin crust. And before anyone comes for me for eating Little Caesars, listen, I don't suggest the hot and ready $5, probably what, $8 or $9 at this point, inflation. Them pieces are nothing to write home about, but their thin crust, however, is pretty fucking good, okay? Take my word for it. And I ate damn near the entire thing watching the last episode of The Last of Us, which, by the way, I'm obsessed with The Last of Us. Everyone keeps telling me that I need to play the game. I'm gonna get into it. I have not been playing PlayStation for the past 2 weeks. I miss Fortnite, but I be going through these eras where I get obsessed with something and then it's just short-lived. Even like the furniture repurposing. I even told y'all in the episode, don't be surprised if I lose momentum. And I sure the fuck did. I painted this one piece of furniture right there. I painted that bitch. She's very cute and gorgeous. But after that, the rest of them are half-painted in my kitchen for over a month now. Lost momentum there. I was playing Fortnite every single day. Every day. For like a month. I didn't play it in 2 weeks. Same thing when I bought my Switch like a year and a half ago. I got every Mario game. I beat the fuck out of Odyssey. Great fucking game. I love that game. But after I beat that, I lost momentum. I didn't play any other games. Never. I've never even played the Animal Crossing game that I bought. Mania. I don't know what that's about. I go through these obsessions and they're just like short-lived. So one thing that's never left me though is thrifting. Thrifting and music. Two things that I've never lost momentum on. But everything else, it comes and goes. Same with eating, like the berries, the fucking berries. I went through like a 2 week period where I was eating 10 packs of berries a day. Crazy. What the fuck is wrong with me? I'm gonna turn into a fucking berry. Remember when like your mother, you would eat berries or like a cherry and you'd swallow the seed by mistake and they would convince you that you were gonna grow a tree out of you? Yeah, my mother did that to me a few times growing up, especially with the cherry tree. I was convinced that I was going to grow a whole cherry tree and die. And my mother went with that shit for a few days. And she was like, you gotta make sure that you poop it out. Otherwise, you're gonna grow into a cherry tree. And I'm over there every day like, did it come out? Did it come out? I don't wanna be a tree. So fucked up. So fucked up. I was so scared. Let's see. Anything else new this week? Not really. I've been ordering things on Amazon. I installed a bidet. I posted that video on TikTok. One of my favorite videos I posted in a long time. It was so silly, but it's life-changing. I highly recommend a bidet. I had no idea they were so cheap. They were always an expensive luxury, but now you can get one on Amazon for $40, and I did. I got the Lux bidet because Mama loves to be luxurious on a budget, and it's working great. My pussy is so clean and so sparkly, and I'm live, laugh, loving my new pussy. Yeah, that was cute and gorgeous. I also got a new shower head, one of the ones that's got like the beads and the filters, because I found out I have hard water. Yeah, hard fucking water, which if you don't know, it's like really bad for your hair and your skin. And I've been breaking out quite a bit lately, and I'm confused because I've, in my adult life after high school, I've not really suffered with breakouts unless I like ate a lot of chocolate or drank a soda, which I don't even like soda. But if I eat something really sugary the next day, typically like chocolate, sometimes I'll like have like a breakout on my face, but it like goes away really quick. But my face has been really breaking out the past like week. So I couldn't help but think that it had something to do with the water. So I bought me a new shower head, and that just unlocked a new discovery, a new complaint with my house. I love my house. I love the location. I love the setup. But whoever fixed it up, needs to be put the fuck down. They had no business painting this place the way they did. There's so much sloppy paint work in here. Like, I'm looking at my ceiling and there's just so many jagged areas where the paint didn't even meet the ceiling. So much trim work where the paint is just so sloppy. It's like they painted over hardware. They painted over some of the metal pieces in the tub. And so when I got this new shower head, it's got like 9 different settings. And then there's one on the top of it that's not really for the shower, but it's more so to clean your bathroom. And it's like a fucking jet. The pressure on that bitch could do some damage. It's really just like to clean up, right? So I started cleaning up my shower because it's got some soap scum and whatnot. And bitch, I blew the fucking paint off of my shower. They painted over tile, which I already had that sneaking suspicion, but they painted over tile. So I blasted a whole tile paint strip off. It's like, now you see the old tile, which I just don't understand why they didn't just clean that one or get a new fucking shower. But now since they're over here voicing complaints to me about trash and shit, bitch, get the fucking shopping carts that have been in my backyard since I moved in. Get the fucking bench that's been sitting back there decaying. The cushion on it is molded to hell and back. My window in my studio has black mold all over the windowsill. I can't even open these windows. They're like prison windows. You can't slide them up and down. I don't even know how to open them. I don't think you can open them. I've tried so many times. You can't fucking open them. I have in my bathroom, there's supposed to be a foldable door that covers my towel closet. And that's where I have like all my makeup, my hair products, my toiletries, my towels, everything in there. There's no door on it. I've been mentioning that since before I signed my lease. Can y'all get me a new door? Oh yeah, Monday. We got the doors coming. Monday. I've asked for paint so many times to touch this bitch up. Nothing. But y'all want to mention the fucking berries I'm throwing over the fence, bitch. I'm feeding the wilderness, okay? I'm bringing peace and joy and feeding these hungry animals. But you're complaining to me about, but you can't fucking fix my door. You're over here complaining about berries. The fuck? How does that make any sense? I don't understand. I don't fucking understand. I need a new door. I need a door in my bathroom to cover all my shit. Because I'm not very organized. I'm very much the type of person that'll just throw it all in my closet. But that's okay. That's my prerogative. I can do that because my room will be clean, but don't open my closet. And you don't have business being in my closet, okay? So to the outsiders, everything looks tidy and clean. But then me, I'm just like, okay, just don't open that door. Don't open that door, okay? Don't open that door. But now I can't really hide my mess in my bathroom because I don't have a door. And it's like so obvious there was a door there once upon a time because there's still like the hinges where a door was. Like, there's, it looks so trashy. And every time I mention it, we got one coming on Monday. And then I talk to the maintenance man walking around who it seems to be holding down this whole place. And like, he just half-asses everything. When I first moved in, I had the eyes on my stove. They weren't flush. They didn't fit. Two of them were too big. And instead of getting me the correct size, he bends these parts that were sticking out, bends them so it would fit flush. And then my dryer was putting all this moisture and condensation on my kitchen floor, which I can only imagine is ruining the laminate. And so I mentioned that, and he comes and bends a piece in there and wedges something in there. It's not doing it anymore, but it's just like nothing is really being fixed. It's just all being rigged. So I just find it kind of bold and audacious to mention me throwing berries in my backyard, which if it's not the berries, then I just don't know where the fuck this complaint of trash is coming from, because I even picked up trash the other day that was floating around in my neighbor's yard. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this? And I threw it away in the trash. I'm not a trashy person. I'm not leaving trash in my front yard. So what the fuck are y'all talking about? Y'all still got stuff from the last resident. Like, there's like Halloween things that are stuck in the ground. I mean, like, I very well could pick them up and throw them away myself, but like, that ain't my fucking job. They're like these solar panels that light up, like little Halloween lanterns from probably 2 or 3 years ago. The landscapers have already chopped them into pieces. Like, there's bits and pieces of it missing. Y'all don't want to mention that trash? Y'all going to mention the trash bag that was organized on my front porch, sitting there ready for me to take to the trash, or the berries that I threw in the backyard? The fuck? Make it make fucking sense. Anyways, I need to take my fat ass to the gym. A lot going on in the world. A lot on my brain. These Tennessee bands going on right now with the drag queens. Which, before I go, let me just get into that, because it's so disgusting to me. They want to make it about the kids. It's not about the kids. It's not fucking about the kids. If you were worried about the children, why hasn't anything been done with guns? Why? I mean, I'm not saying take away the guns, but shit, every time there's a school shooting, crickets, nothing. There is so much assault that goes on within the church, within law enforcement, people abusing their power, abusing their privileges. And that shit gets treated like isolated incidents. When you bring it up to a right-wing conservative, what about this preacher? What about that youth minister? Oh, you know, that is gross, but you know, they probably just were touched the child. Trauma. Really? But this drag queen that does not have a criminal record, who does not have a reputation of being creepy and weird, is being banned from reading books to a crowd of children who are being supervised by teachers and parents. Yet you'll take your child to Mardi Gras. There were so many videos on TikTok last week of these little children being groomed. That's what they're being, since drag queens reading books is grooming. Y'all are grooming children into being little sex deviant bastards over here on these fences with these fake titties in their chest, shaking their chest around. Y'all are throwing beads on them. The fuck? And then you bring your children to Hooters, slut them out in these little crop tops and booty shorts, dressing them in costume like a Hooters waitress. Yet we are the problem. My people are the problem. I shared this post on Facebook that was just, it had like this little girl, she had makeup, she was in a Hooters outfit, and then the drag queens reading the books to the students. And it's just the audacity that one is not looked at as a problem, but the other is. And this motherfucker commented on my post, drag queens have no business being near children, which is so crazy because he was gay himself. The white conservative gays are the weakest fucking link, bottom of the barrel. You too, Jeffree Star. Y'all really are trying so hard to cater to a group of people who do not like you. They do not like you. They will use you as an example and be like, see, that one gets it because you're pushing their agenda. But they will never respect you. They will never welcome you to their table. Ever. At the end of the day, you're still queer. Nonetheless, you have a dick. You suck dick. They don't like you. They don't care how you dress yourself up. They don't care how you push their agendas. They don't care how much you try to fit into these molds. They will never like or respect you. And so here's this motherfucker in my comments over here posing, you know, the white twink. Ugh, I can't fucking stand it. And then had the audacity to tell me that I was a child predator because I wear hoops, bitch. The fuck? Get out of here. It sounds like projection to me. And that's exactly what all this shit is. These people make it about the children. It's not about the children. Because if it was about the children, why wasn't something done in the church? Why isn't your weird, creepy ass uncle being held accountable? Y'all don't want to have those conversations. But apparently drag queens are an issue. Apparently trans people. And the thing is with these laws that are up in the air, some of them have been passed. A lot of them are up in the air, though. If I went to Tennessee, I could very much be arrested now because I'm quote unquote impersonating a woman. It's not even just about drag. The language is so vague that I too could be arrested just simply being myself. I will not be going to Tennessee anytime soon. Not that I had any plans to be, because I went to Nashville one time and it was trash. It was just not what I thought it was going to be, what it's cracked up to be. It was not giving whatsoever. There was nothing there. Ugh, disgusting. The world we live in. It's crazy that my people are absolutely least likely to assault a child, to groom a child, yet we have all these stereotypes and stigmas pushed on us. All it is projection. Your child is so much more likely to be touched, to be groomed, to be assaulted by a preacher, by a youth minister, by somebody in law enforcement than they are to be by a drag queen. And before you try to send me some isolated incident, the one or two times that some drag queen or some trans person has done some weird shit, I mean, that shit lives within every community. But the very community that's perpetuating these stereotypes and this agenda is the most guilty, hands down. Facts don't care about your feelings. Y'all's favorite fucking quote, facts don't care about your feelings. They don't, okay? Y'all love to throw that around. So face the fucking music, bitch, because it's not my people that are the problem. We have pride. We show our true colors. We like to go out and live loud and proud because for decades, for centuries, we've been shunned. We've been killed. We've been executed. We've been taunted. We have every right to be vibrant and be bold as we are now. That is what makes this country so great, apparently. We have the freedom to do these things, and now our freedoms are being taken away. These motherfuckers want to talk about the Bible. Y'all be mixing fabrics. Y'all be eating pork. Y'all be having premarital sex. The fuck? You don't care about the Bible. You care about an agenda. You don't like queer people. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Because if it was about the children, y'all would have been taking care of this shit a long time ago. All these other incidents, all these other problems that pertain to children. Y'all care about these children. Y'all are so pro-life. But when the child is in foster care, crickets. Y'all don't give a fuck. You want that child to be miserable. Y'all don't give a fuck. Y'all aren't feeding them children. And let it be a child of color. Definitely don't give a fuck. It makes no sense. It makes no fucking sense. God would be so ashamed of some of y'all. Anyways. I'm going to go to the gym now that I got that off my chest. I hope y'all have a very cute and gorgeous day. I love y'all. Live, laugh, love. And don't get scammed in these streets like I did yesterday.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.